Right. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Lamed Ches, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Kol Cherem Asher Yochrem Min HaAdam Lo Yipodes. Before we begin today's daf, this morning we spoke out the Shita Mekubetzes, who quotes the Yad Rama, who darshins on the pasuk V'yahavtal Re'echa Kamoicho, which the Gemara learned from there, Broloi Misa Yocha, that someone who was Chayav Misa's Bezdin, he was on death row, although we're going to kill him, so that what we're going to do with him is not going to be good, still there's an inyan of Broloi Misa Yocha, that we should try to kill him in a positive way. The Gemara said it's for that reason that even someone that was Chayav Sayef, they wouldn't kill him with a koifetz, they didn't use a hammer to kill him, they didn't behead him the way some people do it today, but rather it was done in a more fine and a more subtle way, and the reason is it's learned out from the Pasig v'yahavta re'echa kamoicha. The Rama asked Akasha that why don't we say that the word re'echa is memayit rasha? Throughout Shas, you find this idea of amisecha, achicha, re'echa, you would think should be included in that group as well, that it should include davka, someone who acts as if he's a yid, but someone who doesn't act like a yid shouldn't be b'chal re'echa. And the Rama said a beautiful tait. She said the word re'echa is from the shayrish ra, that even someone who's bad, even someone that's a rasha, still there's a mitzvah of v'yahavta re'echa kamoicha. We mentioned in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kufiyud Gimel Amud Beis, but the Gemara says that someone who's a Rasha, there's no Isser of Loisisna Esachicha Bilvavecha. Not only that, Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak says Mitzvah L'snoisai. There's even a Mitzvah to hate him. It would come out then that although the Rama says that there's a Mitzvah of Yehavta Reyecha Kamoicha even for a Rasha, but it's a Mefurish Esugi in Pesachim Kufiyud Gimel Amud Beis that there's no Isser of Loisisna Esachicha Bilvavecha when it comes to a Rasha. Obviously, there would be a Chiluk then between the Isser and the mitzvah of Yehavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha. That's what we spoke about this morning. With regards to the loisase of Leisisna Sechicha B'Vavecha, that's the sugi Psachim Kufiyud Gimel Amud Beis, that there is no Isser Leisisna Sechicha B'Vavecha when it comes to a Rasha. Regarding the mitzvah sase of Yehavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha, that the Rama is saying, you see from this Gemara, that even someone who's Chayim Misa's Bezin, there was an Indian, a brother with Misa Yofa, which is learned out of Yehavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha, clearly there would be a mitzvah of Yehavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha. We spoke out this morning that the chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Ches, that's the mitzvah Shlei Lisnoi Achim, where he brings the Loisase, which is learned out from the pasuk of Loisisna Sachicha B'Vavecha. The Chinuch says, Avo Besinas HaRisham Ein Bo Yisr. When it comes to Risham, there's no Yisr. Ela Mitzvah Lisnoisam. There's a mitzvah to hate them. So clearly, based on the Gemara in Pesachim Kufiyud Gimel Amud Beis, the Chinuch says that there is no Yisr to hate a Rasha. In Mitzvah Reish Reish Mem Gimel, that's the mitzvah saseh of Ahavas Yisroel, which is learned out from the pasuk V'yahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha. The chinuch omits that line. He doesn't say that the mitzvah doesn't apply to Risham. So we said perhaps pshat in the chinuch is this Rama with regards to the lois saseh of loisis and sachicha b'vavecha that excludes a rasha, as the Gemara says before Rishim Pesachim Kufiyud Gimel Amud Beis. With regards to the mitzvah saseh of V'yahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha, that includes even a rasha, as the Rama was medayik in the Gemara Ksubas Lamed Zayin Amud Beis V'yahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha Brar Loi Misa. But I saw this evening that the Minchas Chinuch by Mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel says Mefurish not that way. The Chinuch begins Mitzvah Sahavas Yisrael Leoiv Kol Echad Mi Yisrael Ahavas Nefesh. Says the Minchas Chinuch V'Davka Im Hu Ish Kosher Avalim Rosh Avar Mitzvah Avalim Rosh Avar Avera Mitzvah Lesnoisoy Kimavur Leil Mitzvah Reish Lamed Ches. So says the Chinuch that although the Minchas Chinuch himself didn't speak it out in Mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel, he relied on what he wrote in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Ches. And just like in Reish Lamed Ches, by the loisaseh of loisisna esachicha b'vavecha, the chinuch said mefurish, it doesn't apply to Risham, so too the mitzvah saseh wouldn't apply to Risham either. In other words, not like what we're saying in the Rama, but based on the Rama that we found, which says mefurish, to explain the Gemara here, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, that there are two sugyas, there's the mitzvah saseh and there's a mitzvah loisaseh, it could be the diuk in the chinuch is girech, that he dafke said it regarding the loisaseh, he didn't say it with regards to the aseh, because there's a chiluk between the loisaseh and the aseh. The obvious question is, how is it possible that a rasha's mitzvah lesnoisai and at the same time there's a mitzvah to love him? How could you have a mitzvah to love someone and hate someone at the same time? So I was discussing it with Yaakov a little bit before the daf, and Yaakov suggested, really based on what the Rishonim say, the Rishonim are all bothered. V'yahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha, is it possible for there to be a mitzvah to love somebody else like yourself? It's not possible. The Torah is not mitzvah you to do something that's not possible. Obviously, it's not possible to love somebody else like yourself. So what does it mean when the Torah said V'yahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha? So all the Rishonim say pretty much the same thing, which is the mitzvah of V'yahavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha is not so much to love the person in your lave, but rather to act as if you love the person. Do things to him that you would want done unto yourself. That's what the mitzvah have to rechik umeichis. So it could be it's not a stira. With regards to the iser loy sisna esachicha, where the Torah says mefurish bilvavecha, that's a mitzvah hatolu belev. So there, a Rasha, there is no Isser to hate, not just that. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says in Psachim, mitzvah lisnoisai. That's with regards to what you're feeling internally, what's going on inside of you emotionally, with regards to the mitzvah of Yehav L'Reacha Kamoicha, which is not a mitzvah hatolui b'leiv, but that's more a mitzvah hatolui b'maisa there when it comes to maisa. There you're supposed to act as if you love him. It's not a stira. On the one hand, mitzvah lisnoisai. On the other hand, mitzvah le'ehoivoisai. It's not a stira at all. I think it's a very nice pshat. But just one ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is the Minchas Chinuch discusses what about with regards to the mitzvah of a chiyach to a chiyach islam yisecha. There's a mitzvah to give your friend mussar. So you see somebody who's not behaving, he's not conducting himself properly, there's a mitzvah to go over to him, and obviously following the halachas of Shulchan Aruch, exactly how it's supposed to be done, but there's a mitzvah of a chiyach to a chiyach islam yisecha. Minchas Chinuch in Reish Lamed Ches is mistapik whether the mitzvah of a chiyach to a chiyach islam yisecha applies even to a rasha or not. And here it would make a lot of sense that it shouldn't apply to a rasha, because here it says mefurish in the Torah amisecha, and usually amisecha is someone who's b'chal amisecha, someone who behaves as a yid, but someone who doesn't behave as a yid maybe shouldn't be b'chal amisecha. So the Minchas Chinuch is mesupik, he's not sure. It's interesting, the Bir Halacha in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, Simen Tov Reish Ches, that's where the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, brings the halachas of how you're supposed to give a person mussar, echiach, techiach, es amisecha. So the Bir Halacha, not quoting the Minchas Chinuch, says that although it's clear that the mitzvah of echiach, techiach, es amisecha was said to someone who on some level is a Rasha, because if he's a tzaddik, there's nothing to give mussar for, but at the same time, not every person that does an Aveira is there a mitzvah to give him mussar. And I'll read to you what he says. He quotes Tanit Ve'elio, Ho'ichiach tichiach es amisecha, ve'amisecha she'u oihavcha, ve'she'u imcha b'toyru mitzvahs atachayev lo yichiach oisai. Only someone who's b'chlal amisecha, avol erosha shehu soynecha ein atachayev lo yichiach oisai. He says, such a person, you're not mechuyev to give mussar to. So the Bir Halacha says clearly, like one sign of the Minchas Chinuch, that we do darshan the word of yichiach tichiach es amisecha, that when it comes to giving mussar, the mitzvah of teichach, it would apply only to someone who at least on some level is a good person, but someone who's a pyrogoil, the way he describes, he's an eichon neveilus lahachis. There are mechal shabbos befarhesia. There are people that are not bechlal amisecha, and if they're not bechlal amisecha, ain't a mechuyev loichichay. That's what the Bir Halacha paskins clearly, like one side in the Minchas Chinuch. I just thought it was interesting because you would think that this would happen afkemino when it comes to the mitzvah of kiruv rechaykim. So there's a mitzvah to go out and to be makar of people. So what about someone who's a mechal shabbos befarhesia? He's a pyrogoil lagam. He's an Eichel Nevela, somebody like that. Is there a mitzvah to be Makar of him? Or is there not a mitzvah to be Makar of him? So you wouldn't be wrong if you told me it's a Mefurish Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says there's no mitzvah of Echiach Techiach Es Amisecha. So if there's no mitzvah of Echiach Techiach Es Amisecha, then it could be based on that, there should be no Inyan to be Makar of him. But the truth is, we just spoke out the Ramah, that even if there's no mitzvah of Echiach Techiach Es Amisecha, there is a mitzvah of Yahaftal Reyacha Kamoicha. And Reyachat Miloshen Ra, even a Rasha, the Ra, even they, there's a mitzvah to love. So if there's a mitzvah to love your friend, then of course, based on the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael, there should be an Inyan to be Mekarvin. And that's based on something that we've talked about in the past, that Avraham Avinu, he was the Amud HaChesed, he was the one who was Vanefesh HaShe'asu B'choron, because the exactly, because the greatest chesed that you can do is to bring somebody closer to Hashem. So enochinami, it could be there's no mitzvah of echiach tichiach es amisecho, because for that you have to be bechlal amisecho. But as it relates to the mitzvah of yehaftal reyecha kameicho, that in itself would be a siba to bring somebody closer to Hashem. Aharon HaKoyen, the Mishnah says, was oyev shalom v'roidev shalom oyev es habriyos v'mekarvan l'toyro. Ahav es habriyos is something that should naturally lead to kiruv, to bringing somebody closer to Hashem. So if the mitzvah v'yahavta l'reyacha is even for the ram, even for the rishon, so if somebody sees a yid, they say about tzaddik, they loved yid, and it didn't matter if he was a pyrrhic oy legamri, but ahav es yisrael was something they always had. We have a little bit of a makar here. This ramah, the word reyacha, is even if the person is a adam ra, maybe loisisna doesn't apply, but with regards to the Ahaftal Reacha Kamoicha, the mitzvah of the Havas Yisrael, doesn't matter who you are, there's always a mitzvah to love another Jew.